When we talk to the rookies, the first thing that we talk about is, you know, basically since the end of their college season, they've been somewhat of a man without a country, meaning, you know, they hired an agent. A lot of these guys hired an agent. The agent placed them maybe in a workout facility. You know, they were kind of making sure that they were taking care of their own skill set as it relates to the combine, those types of drills, the Senior Bowl, and all those things. So the first thing that they need to do is realize that they're back to being part of a team and what it means to be a Houston Texan. And so we talked to them a lot about that. And then as it relates to specifically this weekend, they're really here to learn our system, to learn how we do things, to kind of get on our program. You know, this is the way we meet. This is the way we walk through. This is the way we practice. And really, they don't have time for anything other than that. And the first thing they need to do is basically make the team and learn their role and then create some value for themselves on this team, but making sure that they know that they're part of a team. They're not here on a field trip to Houston. They're here to be the best football player they can be, which will help our team and learn what it means to be a Houston Texan.
Bill, can you talk about the transition for the rookies? Because a lot of these guys right. are so focused on running fastest time.
Right.
They don't come in football shape. How aware do you guys have to be to get them into football shape?
Yeah, very aware. Very aware. You know, there's a big difference between training for the 40-yard dash or the broad jump or the vertical leap. All those things are important in the process of getting to this place. They were part of the process of how they ended up in the NFL and specifically with the Houston Texans. But at the end of the day, those things don't really relate to the tempo at which we practice. So I think with our staff, our training staff, our strength staff, we really work together to go out there today, especially starting today, and monitor these guys, evaluate these guys on what type of condition they're in. Because the worst thing that can happen, and it always happens, it's inevitable, that a young man pulls a hamstring or a calf muscle or some soft tissue injury, and he ends up being out for 2 or 3 weeks, and now he's behind the eight ball, and they're already behind. You know, we have guys that have been here for, you know, a year and change, you know, doing our program, and so they're trying to catch up to them. So if they get an injury because they're out of shape, you know, part of that is on us. We've got to do a good job of making sure that we push them, we get a good tempo, we get a good look at the plays and the way that the players play in those plays, but also making sure that we look at their conditioning level.
After it's wrapped up, you go back and watch the film. What are like 3 things specifically to see?
Right. I think this is an evaluation weekend. You know, it's a really good opportunity for us as a coaching staff to watch these guys perform in the drills and the schemes that we're going to ask them to be in, meaning like what is their fit? How do they move? What's their athletic ability? What is their ability to take the information from the meeting to the walkthrough and then obviously to practice to really understand what we're trying to do? You know, how do they learn? That'll help us in maybe figuring out how to teach them better or teach them in different ways. So, you know, it's an evaluation weekend on movement skills, athletic ability, their ability to pick the schemes up, their ability to learn. You know, the other thing that's big, John, is, you know, they've been in a mode, most of these guys, you know, they can wake up when they want to, go work out, maybe catch some lunch, you know, then go back, do a little bit, maybe play some video games, you know, whatever they're doing. Now they've got to get into a consistent routine. You know, what time do you wake up in the morning? You know, set your alarm clock for whatever, 5:30, 5:45, let's get over here early. Get a whirlpool treatment, get some extra film work, maybe an extra meeting with the coach. They've got to get into a consistent routine. That's part of the weekend, too.
Bill, about Keith Mumphrey, do you see him helping at running back at all? I know he did a little bit at Michigan State. Do you see his versatility able to help in that? I know you want to start on that wide receiver.
Right.
Do you see that in him?
I would say with all these guys, we're looking at versatility within the position that they play. So meaning, you know, whether it's an offensive lineman, you know, a DB, and then, you know, with the example of Mumphrey, like first of all, we're going to start him out as a wide receiver, probably on the outside, maybe see maybe on Sunday what he could do on the inside. But we do know that what he showed us on tape and kind of his background at Michigan State, that he was able to do other things. I don't think you'll see him at running back this weekend, but we know that he does have that skill set in his background. So maybe in the future we would see. Let's see if he can learn the formation and where to line up today. Mumphrey. Well, I think, again, like with most of these guys, with the exception of maybe a long snapper or somebody like that, we looked at the versatility. And so with a guy like Mumphrey and really all the receivers that are in here this weekend, we like their versatility. For Mumphrey, we thought that he may have a chance and should have a chance to really help us on special teams. So we're really looking at him to be in this weekend to start off and learn the core special teams, you know, punt, return, kickoff, cover, kickoff, return, be a part of all that. And then obviously, you know, try to find his niche at receiver. So we felt like he was an outside receiver that could do some things on the inside and be a special teams contributor. We'll see how it goes this weekend.
I know you didn't draft an interior lineman. Do you feel like you had one with a draftable Brady Vance?
We thought we had a guy there that had been injured, you know, and had somewhat of a, you know, an injury. I'll just tell you it was a shoulder injury, but that it was doing well as far as our doctors were concerned and our trainer, and that we liked what we had seen from him at center. And we also think that there's a potential, again, back to the versatility theme here, which is important, that maybe he could play guard. But we'll start him off at center. He won't be able to do much right now because he's still rehabbing, but we liked his intelligence and his ability to play center, so we'll take a look at that when he can start to get out there and practice. Say that again. I didn't hear the beginning.
You said that, like, these 2 days aren't, like, finding games, but what do you enjoy about the 2 days seeing them?
Well, I think we all, as coaches, we really enjoy coaching our players. So we've had a really good start to our off-season program with the guys that have been here, our veteran players, and now we get to begin to mold these younger players into teaching them what it means to be a Houston Texan. And watching these guys go out on the field and take our subject matter from the meeting to the walkthrough to the field and watch these guys improve. I think coaching, I tell these guys all the time, you know, one of the things about coaching is teaching. You have to be a really good teacher. Part of it is motivation. And then to me, one of the things that's really enjoyable for a coach is watching improvement. You know, taking a young man from where he may start today, and then you see maybe by the end of June where he's improved. And I think that's something that we really enjoy as coaches, and that really takes place starting today with these younger players. Let's see how they can improve. It's a progress league. I said that to you guys a lot last year. It's about getting better every day, and so we feel like we've got a good group to start that progress with today. I want to see what type of shape he's in. I want to see, you know, how well he picks things up. You know, it's not an easy offense to learn for a young receiver. If you look at kind of the past with our receiver position, it's not always easy for a young guy to jump right in there and learn kind of all the things that we do right away. We're going to leave him in one spot on the outside for a while and teach him that and watch him get better. But I would say his conditioning level and then his ability to take the subject from that we're teaching in the meeting out to the field and get better every day.
Do you think that because of success last year, all the wideouts had as rookies, more football pressure, because that was the best ever pressure on the receivers today, and do you guys expect that kind of performance from them?
Well, we have high expectations for the guys that we've drafted, especially, you know, those first three draft picks. We certainly have high expectations for those guys, but we know that each guy's a little bit different in how they'll, how they'll take the information and be able to perform on the field. We're not looking for, a Pro Bowl player on the first day of practice. We just want guys that are going to work hard, be dependable, practice hard, be consistent. And if we can do that with all these guys, we'll have a good rookie class, you know, if they can all perform in that way. And Jalen's no different. You know, yeah, you're right. The receiver class from last year, you know, that's a heck of a class. Those guys a lot of those guys went out there and performed really well, whether it was Beckham or Sammy Watkins or whoever. You know, I don't think that we're looking for that on the first day from Strong. But we have high expectations for all these guys, that, especially those first three guys that we drafted. Yeah, I would say they did. Yeah, they did. He played, you know, but there's different types of quote-unquote moving around. You know, if you're in a certain personnel grouping and he ended up in the slot, he can still run some outside routes from that position. I would say that he's primarily, like I said, an outside receiver, and as he learns, maybe he can do some things on the inside, but we're going to leave him on the outside right now and see how that goes.
Were you surprised that Curtis Drummond made it through the draft and you were able to land him undrafted-wise? What did you expect from him?
Yeah, nothing surprises me. It really doesn't, especially when it comes to the draft. You know, anything can happen. Everybody has different ways of drafting, different eyes for talent, all those things. You know, I'm just worried about concerned about the Houston Texans, and we saw a guy there that we had worked out, we felt good about, and when he was there in the post-draft process, we had a relationship with him, and we were able to secure him here as an undrafted guy here in Houston. And I will say this, you know, like one of the messages going back to John's first question is, like, it really doesn't matter, like, you know, where you were drafted. That's where you were picked. Okay, that's great. That's in the past. Now it's about what you do from this point forward. You know, so starting last night, like, I don't really care. You can go through our roster. I read off a bunch of names on our current roster of the guys that have been with us for a year or so, you know, and where they were drafted or not drafted. It's really just about what they do from this point forward.
Yeah, the NFL as a whole spends a lot of resources on the draft. I wonder how much resources in general and the Texans specifically spend on acclimating rookies to their new situation,
right?
Like a new city and their first big job, and then having being able to focus primarily on football.
Right. Well, that's a big part of their introduction throughout the whole year. I can tell you for this 6-week period that they'll be here. So we have a 9-week off-season program, so 3 weeks with the veterans here, and now we add the rookies to the mix here. And as soon as the rookies get in, starting, I believe, this afternoon, and then from this day forward, sometime in the afternoon, they'll have what we call a rookie development program, which Sean Washington, our director of player engagement, is in charge of. And that can range anything from trying to set up teaching them how to set up a bank account, to how to get around the city, to, life skills, you know, like I was saying before, nutrition, when to wake up, rest, hydration. So this day, and one of the things that we're going to do this year too, which Sean has agreed to, which I really appreciate from Sean, is that we're going to have certain coaches talk to these guys in some of these sessions where a guy like, for instance, Mike Vrabel can go into the room and not talk about linebacker play, but talk about, you know, what it means to be a pro and what it takes to be a pro and be a consistent guy for, you know, multiple years. And so we're going to do more of that, involve the coaches in that too. But we invest a lot of time in that, and, you know, we believe in how we do it, and hopefully it works.